15 years ago, Eduardo Rivera of South Charlotte crossed the U.S. border with his mother to escape a life-threatening situation in Honduras. Today, he is one of many DACA recipients celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision rejecting the Trump administration's attempt to end DACA. WFAE's Laura Brache was with him as he waited for the decision.
It's a quiet morning in South Charlotte, where 24-year-old Eduardo Rivera lives with his mother. Like undocumented youths across the U.S., he impatiently waited for a Supreme Court decision on DACA, phone in hand, juggling between his social media and texts. A smile crossed his face as he sighed with relief when the decision came in.
I was very anxious, and right now, like, I feel relieved.
After weeks of holding their breaths, planning what he and his mother would do if DACA were eliminated, the Supreme Court gave the Riveras a chance to breathe with a 5-4 vote.
It just lets us know that there's still people out there that have our backs, that they support us, and that they're trying to do their best to help us out.
The decision comes just days after Rivera and his mother celebrated their 15th year in the U.S. She was an attorney in San Pedro Sula. When she refused to defend people she believed were involved in corrupt deals with the government, she feared for their lives.
After that, she started seeing different random cars driving around the house. We had our house broken into. Luckily, we were not harmed, but the people who went in the house, they went in there to try to kill whoever was in there.
For his mother, that was the last straw. Shortly after, in 2005, she hired someone to get them across the border. Even though he was only 8 years old, he remembers the journey quite well.
It took us about a week to get here. Of course, you know, we drove through Guatemala, Mexico, and then we crossed the border.
Rivera says that while his mother could have requested asylum for the two of them, at the time she feared any kind of legal requests would expose them and put them at risk. They were detained at the border in Brownsville, Texas, and replaced in the Port Isabel Detention Center. 2 days later, they were released with permission to stay in the country for 6 months due to their situation. While short, their stay in the detention center left a few phobias that Rivera laughs off today.
Bologna and American cheese. Yeah, every time I see it, it just reminds me of the detention center. It's just,
Rivera has lived in Charlotte now for 13 years. He was a junior in high school when he was granted DACA status. After he graduated from high school, Rivera decided to go to college nearby, unlike his friends who opted for schools farther away. But the financial reality of being undocumented hit, and he couldn't continue to afford his education without financial aid, so he dropped out. He still owes $9,000.
What someone being a citizen would pay for a class, I would have to pay three times that amount. And that kind of made me feel like very upset, you know, and ashamed.
If DACA recipients ever received a path towards citizenship, Rivera says he'd go back to school and become a police officer, something many of his friends mock and question.
I just want to be able to help people out. I know that we have a lot going on right now between the police and the community. But like I've told many of my friends, you know, not every officer is the same, that I could be a difference, that I'm not like those bad seeds.
In the meantime, Rivera serves his community singing at his local church, volunteering, and going door-to-door in immigrant neighborhoods, encouraging neighbors to fill out the 2020 census, regardless of their status. For WFAE News, I'm Laura Brache.